The first impeachment proceeding in the United States Senate in 50 years began today, the trial of federal Judge Harry E. Claiborne of Nevada. Judge Claiborne is a convicted felon now serving a prison term for income tax evasion. He has refused to resign from the bench and has demanded a trial in the Senate, the only constitutional means of removing a federal judge from office. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is following that trial.
Early this morning, the presiding officer of the Senate, who was at that time Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, summoned senators to an historic occasion, a trial in the Senate. The Senate will now proceed, he said, as a court of impeachment.
The Sergeant-at-Arms will make the proclamation.
All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Judge Harry E. Claiborne.
That was the Sergeant-at-Arms, Ernest Garcia, who then rang the bells for the senators to appear for a live quorum. At least 51 members of the Senate must be present during this trial. As the senators filed in, they saw sitting at long tables in the well of the Senate the prosecution and the defense. The prosecutors are members of the House who exhibit, in the constitutional term, the articles of impeachment to the Senate. The defense, Judge Claiborne and his attorneys, including a former senator, Howard Cannon of Nevada. The two tables face the 100 desks of the senators who will serve as judge and jury in this trial. The attorney for the defense led off with some prefatory remarks. Oscar Goodman told the Senate that Judge Claiborne insisted on this trial because he believes that he is innocent. But the center of the argument made by Judge Claiborne's attorney is that the judge was railroaded into prison by overenthusiastic prosecution.
He has been caught in the vortex of a constitutional crisis, a situation that has to affect every member of this body because, God forbid, it could happen to them, where Judge Claiborne became victimized as a result of a vendetta of the Justice Department and the strike force and a special agent in charge of the FBI who came to the Nevada desert to bury the American flag there.
Attorney Goodman's charge was answered in prefatory remarks again by Congressman Henry Hyde of Illinois, a member of the House, in effect acting for the prosecution.
Judge Claiborne isn't here because of any alleged misconduct by the government. He's here because he was tried and convicted beyond a reasonable doubt, given the presumption of innocence by a jury of 12 people. His motion for a new trial was denied. His appeal to the Ninth Circuit was denied. His motion for rehearing en banc was denied. And his writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court was denied. That's why he's here.
Judge Claiborne was convicted of income tax evasion, of willfully filing false returns which failed to report hundreds of thousands of dollars of income. Claiborne's defense is that he made a mistake but did not commit a crime, and further, that prosecutors pursued a vendetta against him. Members of the House argued that whatever the prosecutor's conduct, it is Claiborne who is on trial in the Senate. Congressman Peter Rodino, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, argued that Judge Claiborne's contention that he made a mistake is simply not credible.
According to Judge Claiborne, an individual can hire the most incompetent tax preparer, participate in the most irresponsible treatment of basic tax concepts, create sales of assets that do not exist, fail even to bother to read the return, enjoy a refund of thousands of dollars, and simply wait for an audit.
Late in the day, Judge Claiborne spoke in his own defense. I wanted to talk to you, he said to the senators. I wanted you to see me. I feel, he said, like a piece of meat torn between two dogs.
I want to be honest with every member of this body. I would much rather, right today, be almost any place than here. But I knew when I was convicted that this was the place that I had to come.
Claiborne told the Senate that young Turks in the Justice Department are headhunters looking for prosecutions which will gain them the most publicity. The Senate is deciding now, in closed session, what to do about the articles of impeachment against Judge Claiborne. Impeachment requires a 2/3 vote of the members present. I'm Linda Wertheimer at the Capitol.